Hello again and welcome to the Kettle Club Podcast Network. My name is Joe Greenwich and today we've got a special edition of the pod for you. Seniors Jordan Olenjinski of the field hockey team and Nathan Perrone of the men's tennis team were recently named the winners of the prestigious Class of 1950 Award, bestowed upon St. Joseph's most outstanding student-athletes of the graduating class. Jordan and Nate were gracious enough to call in to chat about the honor and their experience during this most unique of senior years. Here is that conversation. Jordan, Nate, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
First of all, congratulations on being honored with the Class of 1950 Award. Nate, what does it mean to you to be named as the top student athlete in your class?
Well, it meant like everything to me. I mean, starting the year, not knowing if we're going to have in the fall, I was asking my coaches in November if we were even going to have a season. And then to get through 17 matches and the year as the male athlete of the year, I mean, I was honored. It was awesome.
Jordan, this is the third consecutive year that a member of the field hockey program has earned the award. So what does it mean to you, to continue that run of top student athletes? You played with the last two winners. So what does it mean to you to have that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It was such an honor. I was really surprised when Jill announced it too. I was like, wow, super cool. Especially going back to when I was being recruited, Anna Willox, so she won it 2 years ago. She was someone that I really looked up to, and same thing with Vic. So it's really cool to follow in their path because they were both really huge role models for me. So it's really cool to get the honor that they got as well, because I really looked up to them and I still look up to them. So
now I think there's no debate that this was the most challenging year that any of us has experienced in a lot of ways, but specifically in regards to both academics and athletics. So as for the former, Nate, how are you able to adjust to the whole virtual class element over the past 14 months?
It was difficult. I mean, I had previously done an online school in high school because I was always traveling around playing international tennis tournaments and stuff like that. So it wasn't actually that big of a change for me, but I had been in classes for college for 2 years, and then all of a sudden everything goes online for 14 months. I mean, it was difficult because I live about 30, 45 minutes away from campus. So I would do my classes here in the morning and stuff, and then I have to drive over and, Philly traffic. It was an interesting year. It was an interesting, 12 months, 14 months. I mean, you got these online classes. You did have some teachers who were really trying to focus on bringing you in and wanted to have in-person learning. I thought that was cool. I had a couple of good professors this semester who really were focused on that. And I really enjoyed that.
Now, Jordan, you've received numerous academic honors over the course of your career. Did you find it difficult to make the adjustment to, at first fully virtual and then like Nick was talking about, a mixed virtual and in-person environment?
Yeah, I mean, I hate virtual school. I hate doing class over Zoom. I love the in-person interaction. So when we first went all online, that was really hard just because I hate learning through a screen. It's not how I learn. This past semester I had a few in-person classes, so that was a lot better. But I guess the tricky thing about this semester is sometimes I'd be in person for one class and then my next class would be online. So it's I'm doing my class in the car So that was the rough part for me. But I really, really liked the in-person, at least I was in person twice a week. So it was nice. Got some social interaction.
Now, do you think that being athletes helped you guys in some way adjust? I mean, there's a lot of adaptability and flexibility required to compete at this level. So were you able to treat it like just another challenge, like maybe an opponent that has a particularly powerful serve or a team that brings an outstanding goalkeeper to a game? Was it just another bump in the road?
Yeah, I mean, we're as athletes, we're taught to deal with adversity. We're taught to be resilient. So I think that as athletes, we do have the upper hand in that, in this situation, because we're taught to deal with hard things all the time. So I think we are primed to deal with things like this and anything that we will encounter in the future. So I do think that we have an advantage in that aspect.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, Jordan, how difficult was it for you and your team to go 16 months between games? Was it kind of a surreal feeling playing with snow on the ground early in the year?
Or I mean, it was crazy. I can't even put into words. It's the first time that we have ever played in February. It was just crazy. Like, I mean, we've played like off season, but it's the first time we've ever had a competitive season in February with the snow. To say it was a challenge this semester is an understatement, especially with, of course, we got like the most snow that we've ever gotten this year, naturally. But yeah, it was just crazy. But it was a real surreal feeling having that first game. It really didn't feel real. I was like, wow, I didn't even think that we were going to be at this point, but we made it over a year later and we're finally getting another game. So there's really no feeling like it. And it just teaches you to take every game, like appreciate the moment and appreciate every single day that you get. That was our theme for this season. Like appreciate today, because you know you get today and like there's tomorrow's no guarantee. Like we have no idea what tomorrow brings. So.
Now, Nate, you had a season cut short last year. And then you missed out on your normal fall invitationals. And like you said, you're asking coaches, are we going to play at all? So how did it feel to be able to get back out there and compete? You guys always start your spring semester with some indoor matches, and then you kind of move outside. So you're used to kind of those changing environments early on. Don't have to deal with snow, maybe like Jordan did. But how did it feel to get out to those first couple matches and compete, you know, against other student athletes again?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, building off of what Jordan said, I mean, she said it perfectly. She said when we first got out there, it was like, take every moment for what you can, because I mean, I'm a senior. You don't know how many times, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, pandemic happened, and then what's going to happen next year? You know what I mean? Like, so when I was out there this year, I was, you know, when we were warming up, I was dancing around. I was enjoying it. I was enjoying every single match. And people were looking at me like I was crazy sometimes. But I was like, you know, how many more times are we going to be out here? You know what I mean? How many more college tennis matches am I going to be playing? You know what I mean? It was just fun for me. Every match this year was fun for me. I think that's why I did so well, because my team was like, we got to win. We got to do so well. And I was just out there just, you know, I could just have won the first set. And I was looking at my opponent just dancing around, just having fun. So it was a good time.
Well, you had a run towards the end of the season where it felt like you were playing almost every day. So
yeah.
I was going to say, was that tough? But it sounds like you loved it. And it was just a situation where you were happy to be competing at all.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, we had like five indoor matches. And then all of a sudden, April and May, we had like, I think the last like 3 weeks we had like, I don't know, we had a match every other day pretty much. So it was, I mean, I did get tired at the end. I was in shape and I was kicking, and luckily I was winning most of my matches pretty easily, so I didn't have to stay on court as long.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Jordan Olenjinsky and Nate Perrone, the Class of 1950 Award winners for 2021, here on the Kettle Club Podcast Network. The Kettle Club Podcast Network is brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics. Rothman Orthopedics, the official team physicians of your St. Joseph's Hawks, provides the region with unmatched orthopedic care. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit www.rothmanortho.com. For orthopedic excellence, think Rothman first. And also by Univest. Handle all your banking remotely with the Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure, because life needs a little more wow. Live life, stay connected with Univest. Univest Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. We're back here on the Kettle Club Podcast Network. We've got Jordan Olenjinsky from field hockey, Nate Perrone from men's tennis, the 2021 Class of 1950 Award winners. Jordan, how did you get started playing field hockey? What made you first pick up a stick for the first time?
Yeah, so I have an older sister. So she's one of my biggest role models. I always follow in her footsteps. So she's 2 years older than me, and she started playing field hockey around fifth grade, and I wanted to do everything that she did. So I picked up a stick around, I would say, third, fourth grade. And I mean, I've been in love with the sport ever since. So I'm lucky to keep my passion for the sport going into I'm 22 now. So it's been a long time, but I'm still in love with the game, and I look to be involved with it even after I'm done playing.
Nate, what drew you to tennis? What was your first experience picking up a racket?
So my dad has been a tennis professional like his whole life, not like a pro tennis player. He was back in the day, but he has been like the director of clubs for as many years as I can think back, probably since I was born. So I was born into a tennis club. I was straight up born into a tennis club. I was running around the club when I was, you know, before preschool years, running around, looking at everybody playing tennis all the time. And then tennis has been my life since I was about, you know, 2-3 years old, as long as I can remember.
Field hockey, a team sport, tennis, an individual sport inside of a team. Do you guys think you would thrive in the other environment, or do you think your sports are specifically suited to the way you play? Like, Nate, do you think you would do well on maybe a basketball team? Jordan, tennis, golf, do you think one of those sports would be up your alley?
I mean, personally, I don't think I would like being, I don't know. I love, like, for me, it's a driving factor for me, like playing for the team. And I'm sure there's like a team aspect in tennis, but I don't know how I would do in that setting. I just love like meshing with the whole team and working every single day to like conquer a goal together. And it's just like, you have to rely on each other. You have to perform for each other. So that's what I love about the team aspect. So I don't know. I don't know if I would like that, but I don't know about you, Nathan.
Yeah, I actually thought about that multiple times this year. I was like, wow, imagine like I was on like one of the bigger teams here. Like, but even in my lineup, like we're playing for, as a team, we're playing first to four points. So when I'm out there, I'm mostly just focused on trying to get the points for my team. Not even myself most of the time.
All right. So Jordan, you were an all conference and all region selection last season, it was a year and a half ago, and you earned all conference honors again this season. But your team reached its fifth consecutive Atlantic 10 title game. What does it mean to you to be a part of a program that has had such team success, but to have also found your own success within that setup?
Yeah, I mean, I have loved being a part of this program. We're really laying the ground, doing things that have never been done before. So it's been really awesome being a part of that. I remember when I committed to St. Joe's, we were like 60th in the country or something. So to be a part of building a program up to top 10, top 15, It's been just, I can't even put into words what it means to me to be a part of that. Contributing to that team success has always been my driver. So I never really think about my personal performance, but I think about how I can contribute to the bigger goal of the team. So I'm never driven by my own personal performance, but I always ask myself how I can contribute to our team success. So that's been my driving force these whole 4 years. And I think that's how I found personal success, because I have such a big why, and that's my team.
Well, you have kind of an important role in the team in the flow of a game. You're the main inserter on corner plays a lot.
Yeah.
So obviously that's an important opportunity to score goals for your team. So how important was it for you to kind of take on that role and to be able to help your team in that way?
Yeah. I mean, we talk about on our team a lot, just knowing your role and stepping up and doing your role to the best of your ability. The corners are funny because I do insert. So if I mess up the insert, the whole corner's off. So it's definitely a lot of pressure. But I've been inserting since freshman year. So you kind of learn to embrace the pressure and step up to the plate and just do your role to the best of your ability. It's a high pressure environment, but you have to learn to thrive under those circumstances. So,
well, speaking of high pressure environment, Nate, you went 15-1 as the number one singles player this year. You won another dozen matches in doubles. So what do you think was the biggest factor in your success on the court? Especially, you know, you're going up against the opponent's top player every time. What do you think was the biggest thing leading to you doing so well this year?
Oh man, that's a tough one for me. I never really know. I kind of always go out there with the same mindset. I said, it's always the same, no matter who I'm playing. I usually have a pretty good idea who I'm going to be playing against. But it's just based off other teams' results and everything. But yeah, you know, I got in a groove early on in the season. I got to a 9-0 streak and I was like, wow, I don't know if I'm going to be beaten. And then I got beaten. I think it was the best thing to happen to me because I was up 6-1, 2-0, 40-15, which is a point away from going up 3-0. I was against the University of Richmond's number one, who's a really good player, and ended up losing the next two sets 6-4, 6-4. So it was a little bit of a heartbreaker. But then I went home, you know, that one hurt for a little bit. And then I went home and I was like, you know what, this might be the best thing that could have happened. And I ended up winning my next five matches, beat University of Pennsylvania, Delaware. Those were some of my best wins this season anyway. So I think losing that match actually ended up getting me to, you know, this accomplishment, this amazing accomplishment. I mean, it's just been a really good year. And I think going out there with the same good mindset of just, you know, play every match like it's your last match. It's just kind of kind of contributed a lot to my success this year.
Now, as a team, you guys had an incredibly exciting match at the Atlantic 10 Championship.
Wow,
you knocked off Duquesne 4-3. So real quick, just take us back to that and tell us how it felt to be a part of that experience. You know, we just talked about the individual and team element, very much a team thing in those sort of matches, and just like what it meant to you to go down there and reach the quarterfinals of the championship.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, we're obviously not top of the program like Jordan and the field hockey team, but I mean, we had a goal at the end of the season. We said we want to beat Drexel, we want to beat LaSalle, and then we want to go into the A-10 championship. And we had a pretty good idea we were going to be playing Duquesne and beat Duquesne, and then whatever against VCU, because VCU's, I mean, they're absolutely amazing. But what that match was, I've been around a lot of pretty cool tennis experiences. I've hit with, you know, some of the top tennis players in the world, but that moment watching my player go up 5-0 in the third set, and then having Duquesne come back and be a 5-all, and then have 2 match points against us, or 3 match points. I don't remember what it was. And then Johnny, or my boy Johnny Mossart, chuck his racket 2 courts down when he wins the match, and all of us just go and party in front of Duquesne. Because, I mean, Duquesne always just rubs in our faces whenever they beat us. So we go and just party on the court. It was amazing. It was an amazing feeling. It was the best team feeling I've had since I've been here.
Now, they had beaten you a little earlier in the year. A lot of the same matchups.
Every matchup was the same except number 6 singles.
So obviously there's a little added element there. You mentioned maybe a bit of a rivalry between the two. That makes it all the better?
Oh, yeah, it makes it a little bit better. I mean, well, we had some guys on the other team heckling. I mean, you wouldn't imagine it, but tennis, the guy was heckling and trying to get in our face on the other side. And yeah, no, that one just felt really good. That was awesome.
So you'll both be graduating and will be honored with the Class of 1950 Award this Saturday at commencement. But the reason they call it commencement is because it's supposed to be a beginning. So what's next? Jordan, what are your future plans?
Yeah, so I knew coming into St. Joe's that I wanted to go to med school. So the past 4 years, I've been working hard on my academics to get into med school. So I am in at Drexel for med school. So that's the plan. Not sure what next year looks like for me, so stay tuned. But I will eventually be going to med school.
What kind of concentration in med school has your interest right now?
Oh, I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I think I have, in my head, I could see myself doing surgery or emergency medicine, but I bet that changes. We'll see. We'll see where the wind blows.
Do you think your experience as a student athlete, you know, being part of a sports team, can carry over somehow into the medical field?
Yeah, I mean, like, everything about medicine is team-based too. So just how I've learned to work as a team, but also thrive under pressure situations. So, I mean, medicine is all pressure situations. So it's decision-making under high pressure. So I think that my 4 years at St. Joseph's primed me to be a really good physician. So I'm excited for my future.
Nate, what about you? What's next?
Plan for me is just come back in the fall and be competing for St. Joe's again. I mean, luckily last year, well, I wouldn't say luckily, the pandemic hit last year and we got that extra year of, I got the extra year of eligibility, and that opened up a great opportunity for me to come back and get my master's. I've already been accepted into school, and hey, if you would have asked me 4 years ago if I would be graduating, getting my master's degree, I would have said you were freaking crazy. So for this, for me to be where I'm at and getting my master's next year is going to be awesome.
Now, beyond college, once you eventually do exhaust your eligibility, you know, what's on your mind? Do you think you're going to try to stay in tennis? Do you think that, you know, there's a career that you have your eye on? What is in your mind down the road?
I think I'll try to stay in tennis. I mean, I've been in tennis my whole life. I play a lot of tournaments over the summer, a lot of not pro tournaments, but like the level closest that you can get while you're in college to playing pro tournaments. And I do pretty well in them. So I might try to go pro for about a year, see what I can do, try to get in really good shape and do that. But after that, yeah, probably just, I mean, college coaching seems to be something I'm really interested in. I really like what my coach does now. So yeah, something like along those lines.
Well, Jordan Olenjinsky, Nate Perrone, congratulations once again on receiving the Class of 1950 Award. Both incredibly deserving recipients. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me, Joe.
And thank you for listening once again on the Kettle Club Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Be sure to subscribe to the Kettle Club Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. You can also find us at sguhawks.com/podcasts.